This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Go. Remarkable admission, Lee, by Chuck Todd, formerly with NBC.
Yeah.
After NBC was pretty much destroyed by the Trump victory, their credibility anyway, Chuck Todd left, departed, whatever you want to call it, to start a podcast. So he does that now. Finally admitting what the media said was only a conspiracy theory. The deliberate platforming, deplatforming and censorship of conservatives as a method for dealing with Trump by the government and by the left. Was a conspiracy theory. Over the weekend, Chuck Todd admitted, nah, we did it. And it was probably a mistake. Take a listen.
There's no doubt Trump wants some revenge.
Sure.
Right? On the law firms, on the press, whatever, you know. But let's not beat around the bush. All these institutions did want to cancel Trump.
Yeah.
Did want him inoperable in mainstream public. You know, I think the biggest mistake, and I did not follow the Pied Piper on this one, which was this idea that we deplatform everybody post January 6th. This is a democracy. This is the First Amendment. And I, you know, all of a sudden now you've got law firms or what's going on and all this stuff. It's like, look, that was a bad moment. That doesn't mean, look, I understand the passion of that moment.
Right. Yeah.
But my God, the whole point of the Constitution is to protect minority rights, not majority rights. Yeah. The whole damn thing was written to protect minority rights. And so, yeah, you may not like that speech, but speech is speech.
That's a remarkable admission.
Yeah.
And this is how it goes. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Never happened. Government wouldn't do that. There's no way. It's not going on. Russian disinformation. And this goes on for years. And then one day arrives where they say, yeah, it was going on. And then we just move on.
Yeah.
And I remember Eric Schmidt, who's now a senator, suing when he was the attorney general of, oh gosh, was it Missouri? I think it was Missouri. Suing on behalf of the state and painstakingly forcing the Biden administration to turn over evidence that it was, in fact, censoring Americans via social media. So he proved it was going on. That case is still before the Supreme Court, which is actually terrifying. Because they might end up ruling that it was okay to do that, in which case Katie bar the door. We're never going to get out from underneath the government censorship. But for him to admit that and admit it was wrong is huge. Just casually, oh yeah, we were doing that. Cool, Chuck. Why weren't you on that when you were on NBC, huh?
Yeah, too bad that admission wasn't done on NBC, where you probably had a few more people that were paying attention to it than your podcast now.
I know. And you know what? That's the kind of thing. Like, you've seen these declining ratings at NBC News. That's the kind of thing. This tells us Chuck knew this the whole time.
Yeah.
If you would have come out and said that on NBC News and asked exactly those questions just as you are right now, that's the kind of thing that would have gotten ratings.
Well, I mean, that's just like Stephanopoulos on ABC making the admission about Biden's declining health and mental acuity.
Oh, Chuck Todd admitted that, too, by the way, in the same monologue.
Yeah.
Take a listen. He said, well, you know, we did kind of lie to you about Biden's mental acuity, but, well, you know, we had a good reason.
That was held back a lot. I would argue it was also held back a lot back in the late 80s when it was clear Ronald Reagan wasn't necessarily running everything in the White House. The only thing I can chalk it up to is this, whatever you want to call it, this fear that some members of the media had sometimes that they would be perceived as helping Trump if they somehow diminished Biden, right? That it was some sort of zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. And I think this has been the fundamental mistake that many members of the traditional press have done.
I object to his characterization of the final years of the Ronald Reagan administration. You take Ronald Reagan's performance on camera and juxtapose that with anything of Joe Biden during the past 4 years. Tell me who's having the acuity problems.
Yeah, and for him to say, oh, the same thing happened. No, the media didn't protect Reagan.
No.
No, they amplified the questions to the point of hysteria. But anyway, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But at least he admits, oh, well, you know, we kind of didn't tell you the truth about Biden for fear it would help Trump. Again, another thing there's no way he didn't know when he was sitting in that chair at NBC News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 Taco. This deal legit. Taco, Taco, Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, Taco to go, Taco to go. $2.99.
But at least we have the admission now. Here's the thing with Chuck Todd. I don't think he fully cares about it just because, you know, hey, this is unconstitutional. It was because he says deplatforming conservatives and silencing them, the left doing that with, you know, the media as, you know, their sidekicks in it was a mistake because.
And the decision to deplatform bit mainstream media in the ass. Why? Okay. Donald Trump started his own information ecosystem. How do you like them apples now?
Right.
And then. You know, I sit here, it's like traditional media. Oh, what's happened?
Yeah.
You did try to deplatform.
Yeah.
It was a mistake. Somebody ought to come up and say, this was a mistake.
You know, it's not so much that Trump started a new, you know, ecosystem. It's that the other ecosystem died.
Yeah.
Because of its own failures and falsehoods.
And you're so right about that. They really cashed their chips in with the lies they told about COVID.
Yeah.
With the lies they told about the shot, with the lies they told about Russia collusion. I mean, just the list of lies, very fine people, on and on and on and on. They don't have any credibility left. In fact, they've just lost an entire generation. I mean, there's yet another poll out showing that Gen Z, this is just over the weekend, Gen Z voters under 21 lean Republican by 11.7 points. Do you ever think you'd see a thing like that?
No, really, I didn't. I never expected that. I mean, that was always the fear that, you know, was as we were moving down the road that each, you know, successive generation was going to get more liberal. And that has changed. And that is because the whole concept of media has changed.
Yeah. I mean, when you ask kids, like, where do you get your news? I mean, like, my son, Crash, is super, uber informed In fact, I end up using some of his stuff on the show that he sends me. The kid does not watch a single newscast. He doesn't, he's not even like you would use NBC, CNN, Fox. Like, what's that? He's entirely social media. This is the first generation. It's fascinating to watch this. We're going to watch, you know, watch how they end up. The first generation to truly get unfiltered news. Yeah. Where they can go online in an instant, look up if something's true when they see a video on it that they like. There's really, at this point, no restrictions in them seeing what they want. And they are exposed to real political rhetoric, as much of it as they want, and it's having a radical effect.
And from various perspectives.
Yes.
And the whole paradigm of the national print media and the nightly news is over.
Yeah, it's dead.
Gone. It's been gone.
Yeah. And that to me just blows my mind.
And they used to have a stranglehold on how America perceived itself.
Yeah. And they don't anymore.
You know, the old gray lady, you know, the CBS News with Walter Cronkite, or, you know, John Chancellor on NBC, or I can't think of the guy's name on the ABC in that time area. But all of that, that used to shape how America viewed itself. And that doesn't happen anymore.
Speaking of which, we have this, record-breaking number of people signing up for the military. You talk about how America is perceived. To me, that the most surprising part of that is these kids love Trump. They like Hegseth. He's young. He's hip. He's cool. They feel like they can go in the military again. But the fact that they would do that says, you know what? Patriotism's not dead either.
No. Well, and this comes probably like a year after we heard that there were I think everyone but the Marines were missing their targets.
Yes.
For recruitment.
Hugely. Missing their targets.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, boom, they're hitting them in spades. So, I mean, this is a generation. Like, here it is. I just pull it up. U.S. Navy has best recruiting in February 2025 since 2002.
Wow.
Yeah. So this generation, I mean, and Trump said, you know, under my administration, we'll see if this happens, the Navy's on track to have the best recruiting year since the start of the war on terror. So that's fantastic. That says this generation not only is getting real news, they love their country and they recognize that Trump does too.
Well, they want to defend their country, not defend DEI.
Exactly. So it goes to show, I mean, this generation is going to be fascinating to watch. And I don't know what the Democrats do when the mainstream media is not the source anymore, and there's just too many sources to control, at least at this point. Okay, so a lot of folks concerned about Real ID, a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of folks mad at Trump for finally implementing the Real ID Act, which actually passed under George Bush. Okay, first thing. Folks should know, this is not Trump deciding this. I was talking about this last year when Biden was still in office, and I was telling you May 7th is the day that you have to have your Real ID by. So that deadline was put in place by Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. They're simply not stopping it. Okay. Couple of things. I got a whole bunch of texts earlier when I mentioned this. People think, oh, you've got to have a government ID. No, you don't. Real ID, in terms of who, you know, would use it, is it mandatory? No. No, it's not mandatory that you have it. It's optional. The only way, the person who needs it is somebody who flies. If you don't have any intention of getting on a plane, you don't need a real ID and you don't need to do anything. You can just choose a regular license or ID if you don't need it for federal purposes. So that would be domestic flights. If you had to visit a federal facility for some reason, that required ID. Other than that, you can still use, you know, alternatives like U.S. passport, military ID, enhanced driver's license, whatever. So again, no, it is not mandatory. Show me your papers. And I got a couple texts. I was like, wow, people don't even know what this does. It's just for flight. Okay, what is a real ID? Well, basically the difference between a real ID and a regular license is they ask for a couple more documents. So you're going to get a real ID. I already have one. Proof of identity. You need that. So that would be U.S. passport, birth certificate, proof of social security number. So your social security card, your W-2, two proofs of state residency. So you could use like utility bill, lease agreement, and proof of legal residence. So that's for not, and that's only, by the way, for non-citizens who, you know, can legally get a license. Like say you're here on a visa. You could do that. What this is going to do is make it hard for illegal immigrants. Let me tell you why. They're going to turn around and use the Real ID as a way, not the only way, but one of the ways that you can prove that you're eligible to vote after the SAVE Act. And I think that's why Trump isn't stopping it. The SAVE Act is going to require that you prove you are a citizen to vote in a federal election. So someone like me, I have no problem with that. My Real ID is proof that I am a citizen. They're just making it harder for illegals. Now you're an illegal immigrant. And yes, can you go get a driver's license in these states that are offering them still, including this one? Yes. Is it going to be a Real ID? No, it's not. So now we have two separate categories of ID. It is much easier to distinguish who is legally here from who is legally not. That's going to help protect the voter rolls. So, no, I had people texting me, this is a government mandated ID. I've got to have, no, look, I'm not super worried about this. And you know me, I am absolutely paranoid when it comes to digital ID. And that's a subject I've spent a lot of time on. Just trying to prevent that. And I'm still very much afraid of a digital ID. Because I think that's why Jerome Powell's sticking around, even though Trump has demanded he resign, that he is in the process of implementing digital ID. Right now they're running a demonstration project on it. But I think the original plan was to roll out digital ID in end of 2025, beginning of 2026. So we'll see if he still does it. We'll see if the Republicans in Congress have the will to stop it. But Real ID is not, I mean, we're either getting it or we're not. It's coming either way. We got to get these illegals off the rolls. We've got to have an easy way to figure out who they are. And we especially have to keep them off planes. So, yeah, that's it. So basically, what does it mean? It standardizes what you have to turn in to get a driver's license that you can use to fly. Again, if you're just going to, you object to it, you don't want to do it. That's your choice. You don't have to get a real ID. You just need it to get on a plane. So, but again, if you don't have it, that'll be obvious if you're going to turn around and use it for something like voting. So, okay. Coming up on the show, China threatening countries that go along with Trump's anti-China tariffs. Last week, we had end of week, the Trump administration finally admitting it. Look, he's basically planning an embargo against China. In other words, asking other countries, hey, if you eliminate the Chinese influence in your factories, we may look the other way on your tariffs. So you're kind of seeing what Trump's planning. I'll tell you about China's reaction to it coming up next. Texter writes, Democrats will travel to another country to fight for a criminal illegal alien, but couldn't find time to visit North Carolina after Hurricane Helene. Joe Biden did eventually make it to North Carolina, but delayed the military help for almost a week, particularly the planes, which were desperately needed. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, remind your listeners two forms of ID are needed to get Real ID. I use my passport and South Carolina fishing license. Another texter writes, Tara, need to investigate those calling for Loftus to be gone. Yeah. Another texter writes, so many folks weighing in on what happened this weekend with Senator Van Hollen. If you have the yellow star on your South Carolina driver's license, is that Real ID? Yes, it is. That means you have a Real ID. You probably didn't even realize you got it. Again, it's for most of us just providing one extra document, max two. So it's, and again, if you don't fly, then you don't really need one. You need to get a regular license. That 56% of America already has it, probably doesn't even know. Texter writes, Where did it go? Talking about Democrats. I think their argument about the deportation of American citizens to El Salvador was because the president of El Salvador offered to take them. Yes, in the prison. But that nobody in the administration has ever said they're sending Americans. It's absurd anyway. They wouldn't do it. That doesn't make sense. I mean, we have plenty of federal prisons here. Folks, the whole point of sending these people to El Salvador is so they can be locked up and they won't sneak back over the border, because these are incredibly dangerous people. They don't want them back. So, yeah, I mean, Trump can deport these people all day long to the countries that they come from. The risk that he runs, and I know what he's afraid of, is that Democrats will get back in office, throw the borders open again, and they'll come right back. You put them in El Salvador Supermax, these gang members I'm talking about, not all illegal immigrants, obviously, but just the gang members, the worst of the worst, they're not going anywhere. And you don't have to worry about them coming back over the border and reconstituting their smuggling networks. That's why he's putting the gangsters, sending the gangsters, or wanted to send them to El Salvador. Just, and Trump explained this. I have the audio somewhere. Saying, look, we got to make sure they don't come back. Because remember, he was initially talking about just he sent some of them to Gitmo. We'll send them to Gitmo. Why? So that we can make sure they can't come back over the border and go right back to what they're doing. Texter writes, let Homeland Security do their job or this country will be taken over by cartel and gang members. A lot of judges, politicians, police were murdered in Mexico, El Salvador, etc. Huge mistake. Must stop them. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, Chuck Todd is wrong. The Constitution wasn't written to protect the minority. It was written at that time precisely before the population grew and consensus would make it difficult to get it done. No, gotta disagree with that, Texter. The Constitution was absolutely written to protect the minority. There may have been other reasons too, but that was an explicitly stated one in the Federalist Papers. And finally, Texter writes, will China's threats make it impossible to win the trade war now? Our country's going to start backing away from the negotiating table. So says Jeff. I don't know. I will tell you this, money is a very powerful force. And if you're a politician in these countries, and major manufacturers in your country are facing massive tariffs, guess what they're doing all day? They're on your cell phone, screaming and yelling at you. So maybe there's some fear from China. I don't know. Angry, powerful industrialist, pretty scary too for politicians. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Mike Gallagher is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big cue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.